San Francisco's last gun shop is closing at the end of this month. It's the only place to shop for firearms in a city that is intensifying its gun regulations. Just why the shop is closing says a lot about the national gun debate. And that's the subject of this report by Sam Harnett.
One of the best-selling items right now at the Highbridge Arms gun shop is not a firearm. And it's not ammunition either, says General Manager Stephen El Cairo.
Ever seen Gap in Christmas time? Their t-shirt tables? It looks just like that in here now.
Well, not just like that. There are guns for sale. But right now, they're being upstaged by souvenir shirts that say San Francisco's last gun store. El Cairo says people around the country are buying them to support the shop.
Yeah, they're blown out of here. We've been boxing them and sending them off to different states.
Highbridge Arms has been open for 63 years. It has sentimental value for customers like Stephen Walker.
My wife, she bought her first rifle here. SJ bought my first handgun here. It's pretty amazing. We're losing this shop. So
the store announced on Facebook that it would close for a variety of reasons. Among them, gun regulations in San Francisco. Specifically, new measures the city is currently considering. If passed, they'd require the store to videotape gun purchases and report ammunition sales to the police. General Manager El Cairo says the store doesn't want to deal with the hassle of these regulations, which have already upset customers.
And we're getting phone calls. So if I buy a box of bullets from you, are you going to report me to the police department?
The store's closing has riled gun enthusiasts in and outside the city. Customers like Chris Chang say San Francisco politicians are targeting the gun community, a local minority.
They just want to make San Francisco a gun-free zone, a gun-free city with no gun shops.
I do believe our city government should be very protective and very restrictive around guns. And I'm not ashamed to say that and won't back down.
That's San Francisco Supervisor Mark Farrell, who proposed the new regulations. He says they're not to blame for closing down the store. He points out that the measures are just proposals. They haven't been voted on. They haven't taken effect.
So for a store owner to claim that the introduction of this legislation caused the store to close, I would suggest that there were other issues going on.
For instance, the store owner is in his 70s, and he's considered going out of business before. Allison Anderman says this is a classic example of gun regulation being spun to look like the bad guy. She's an attorney at the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
There is a small but very vocal minority of gun rights advocates who will use something like this to support their position that regulation of guns is bad.
Anderman says a videotaping regulation like this one is not proven to hurt gun sales and is not radical. Videotaping is only required by law in a few places, but it's actually pretty common. Walmart, for example, started doing it a few years ago, and the chain megastore sells more guns than any other retailer in the country. Back at Highbridge Arms, employees are restocking the shelves with ammunition. Much of the store's merchandise has already sold out. It's pretty empty. Customer Chris Chang looks around wistfully at the nearly bare gun racks.
Here in San Francisco, this is, I would say, the only place to really talk about firearms in a community setting.
He'll miss that community. But he says gun owners in the city will still be able to get firearms. They'll just have to drive a little farther or order them online. For NPR News, I'm Sam Harnett in San Francisco.